This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here. And happy December 1st. And I just heard it's Christmas tree lighting day.
Isn't that great?
Official.
But not all over the world, right? Probably not in Gaza. Probably not doing it there.
Yeah, I don't think they have electricity there. But,
right. I don't think they have any trees left either. They don't have any. They don't have any a place that's horizontal to set a Christmas tree, whether it be artificial or natural.
Yeah. Well, breaking news, Vince. Yesterday, Tesla introduced their Cybertruck, and I guess it's been a number of years delayed. And the original price was going to be $39,000. We've had inflation, and I think they had cost overruns. So it starts at $60,000. And Vince, the tri-motor trim runs $99,990. So include taxes, and in California we have both sales tax plus hefty registration tax, so that's probably puts it at well over $110,000. Vince, I'm all in favor of technology, and I love high tech. I'm just not sure, and it's fantastic what some of the things this can do, but I'm not sure it meets a purpose for, I don't even want to say the average person. How about just, you look at what people use trucks for. I don't see, let me give you an idea, Vince. It goes 112 miles per hour. Do we really need that? The all-wheel drive one goes 0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds, but they're coming out with a tri-motor one. That's the one that's $99,990. Vince, 845 horsepower, 10,296 foot-pound of torque. I'm not sure. I mean, honestly, it looks like a waste of resources. And maybe they're only going to sell a few, and it's for show off. And I guess if that's all it is, it's okay. But otherwise, why would you want this beast? And it's literally called the Cyber Beast, the tri-motor version. Why would you want it to go 0 to 60 in 4.1 seconds? I mean, that's faster than a Porsche 911. And I guess I don't get some of that, but, well, finally came out and delivered to the first 12 customers yesterday.
So, Bert, do you have a quarter of a mile ET lapse time figure for that Cybertruck?
I can get it. I got zero to, well, the
probably around all-wheel drive, right?
Yeah, the 0 to 60, 4.1, top speed, 112. I don't have the quarter mile. I suspect it's not as ridiculous in the quarter mile, because what happens is the electric vehicles have a lot of torque, so they can go 0 to, pick your number very quick. I've had, very modest, you could almost call them economy car EVs, and when the light changes, I can beat almost anything that's not electric for the first.
Yeah, and so Bert,
for the first
so
20 or 40 feet.
Yeah, and so could a Volkswagen Bug. you know, one of those little air-cooled four-cylinder.
Yeah, did they have a lot of torque?
No, but they were geared so low, they could get off the, and they were so light, they could get off the line first 20 feet, first 40 feet, 50 feet. You couldn't beat one, no matter what you had, if it was different from a Volkswagen Bug. But I'm talking about, you know, 1960s, 70s. But, you know, after you got to maybe 12 miles an hour, that Bug was in your rear view mirror. Because they could just do it because they were geared so well for takeoff. But, Bert, I believe that Cybertruck can do the quarter mile in a little over 11 seconds. Now, when I used to race on the track with an AMX, 1968 AMX 394 speed, I couldn't do 11 seconds. I couldn't do it. It's impossible. So, and that was considered a really fast muscle car on the track, my AMX. And this is, you've seen that thing go. You've been in it. I mean, it would slam you back in the seat. But this thing blows the doors off the AMX. There is, and as you said, there's absolutely no reason for this. And I have a feeling that we're going to be reading about Cybertrucks, you know, trying to mow down trees, because people are going to lose control of these things and they're going to crash at high speeds. I think that's the next thing we're going to learn. There's no need, absolutely no need for this, really.
Yeah. Well,
in fact, a Mercedes even puts speed limiters on some of their vehicles and clamps them down to 155 miles an hour, which is way too fast in itself. Even though some of the high-end V12 Mercedes will do 197, maybe even 200, 201 miles an hour, they limit them electronically down to like 155 miles an hour. No need to go 155 miles an hour. As a matter of fact, I don't think some people should be going more than 55 miles an hour. Back to you.
Yeah, well, then some people shouldn't be going more than 25 miles an hour. They say that a million people have paid $100 refundable deposit to reserve one. I suspect a lot of those people are, you know, for $100 refundable, they're just doing it thinking maybe they can resell it. Because do you really think a million people want this truck that costs up to $100,000? That I mean, it does have good performance, but seems like if you really want it for work, you're going to get a more traditional truck. And, well, if you want it for show, maybe, but that's not a big market. You know, a lot of people a year ago, year and a half ago, there was a shortage of cars, and people were selling their Teslas at a profit, you know, used Teslas at, you know, $10,000 profit because of there was a shortage of them. Since then, that shortage has worked itself out, and Tesla's had a number of price decreases. So we'll see. I'm just kind of blown away about the performance, because it seems like you could use that performance in, you know, I don't know, you know, a race car or something. I don't know why you need it on.
Bert,
now, it did tow, and that's something that a lot of EVs, and that's been a ding against them. You know that. We've talked about it. A lot of EV trucks cannot tow, and this truck can tow, and they demonstrated it. But, you know, so can a regular diesel truck.
I saw this thing. I saw this thing race a Porsche 911 down the track, and it barely beat the Porsche. But the Tesla truck was towing a trailer with a Porsche 911 on the trailer. So it was the Tesla truck with a trailer and a Porsche on the trailer and racing against, its, you know, a Porsche in the next lane. And the interesting thing was the Tesla did beat it, but just by a little bit. But now the question is, at the end of that quarter-mile race, did the Tesla have enough reserve energy to drive on the side lane back to the starting point, which is a quarter of a mile back to where it started the race from? And that's what happens with quarter-mile drag races.
Yeah.
You drag race for a quarter of a mile, and at the end of the quarter of a mile, there's an area where you can slow down, and then you turn. You turn right, and you take the side road back which is parallel to the racetrack, you know, maybe 300 feet apart from the racetrack, and you travel back to the parking lot. I'm just wondering if you had enough energy left to make that trip back, you know, that quarter mile.
And we also don't know what kind of wear and tear that exertion of doing what you just said did to the vehicle.
Right.
We don't know.
I used to have a lot of discussions with our son about some of his friends who had turbo diesels that they would modify the fuel spray amount and the duration of the spray from the fuel injection pump, which are electrically controlled, and you could inject more fuel, and then that's why you'd see these black clouds of smoke coming out of these diesels when they leave a traffic light. So it's unburned fuel. And it can make more torque, more horsepower by, you know, putting more fuel in the engine. And I would explain to our son, yeah, that's what happens is you're trading torque and horsepower for longevity.
Yeah.
So you can take an engine that, you know, might go 400,000 miles and bring it down to maybe 100,000 miles by overstressing the engine. So now the question is, and that's what you're bringing up, what did Tesla do to modify that Cybertruck? Was it stock? Or was it tweaked?
Yeah, we don't know. Even an electric motor is going to have stress on the bearings and the, you know, any contacts that are in it. Probably not so much on the electronics, but definitely on any of the electromechanical items. Vince, when you went to the drag strip, did the parachute come out before or after you took that turn at the end of the quarter mile?
It comes out right as you just finished crossing the finish line. Just
and does
as
that you. Ruin your rear mirror vision?
You know, you're talking about a top fuel dragster back in the day. No, I didn't.
Oh, they still do that. I've watched it. Yeah. They still do.
No, I know that, but not in the class that I was racing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
We would barely top, you know, 120 miles an hour at the end of a quarter mile. I mean, if you did that, you're doing really, really well. My car didn't do that. But, you know, a little over 100.
Yeah, do you remember the
to reach 100 miles an hour in a quarter of a mile is pretty darn good.
Remember the Firebird I had unfortunately, it was a two-speed hydromatic transmission. And, I mean, clearly the worst transmission you can imagine. Two-speed, I mean, literally, GM put these out. I don't know why they put them in Firebirds. It was the bottom of the line. It would switch from, our friend Joe couldn't stop laughing when he first saw it. It would switch from first to second right at the, just as you were coming to the end of the quarter mile. So basically,
right.
you were doing the quarter mile in one gear, and then it would switch. So that was a loss of power right at the end there.
I remember the announcer in the tower saying, Bert's going to be racing, and he's in the left lane in his Firebird. And so it's a good time for you all. We'll take an intermission. We'll start the race, and you can go get your hot dog and drink and come back, and you'll be able to see Bert cross the line.
Yeah, well, I was racing another car. Remember how they did it? You were in a class, and so you'd race. They'd go by horsepower to rate ratio, and you were in a class. But, I might have had a car technically in my same class, but it blew me away because, it had three-speed automatic, or four-speed automatic. They didn't have any back then.
Right. Yep. Two-speed hydromatic. General Motors.
Vince, $100 refundable deposit. You can still put one down, Vince.
Did you ever get a replacement antenna for that Firebird?
Yeah.
I remember it broke off one day.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. Bert, what's next?
Vince, talking about EV trucks, and we've said often that as you electrify vehicles, you need to think small. So cement truck would probably be the last thing you'd want to have electrified, but in Australia, they use electric cement trucks, and Vince, a couple of days ago, electric cement truck burst into flames in Port Melbourne, driving along the Westgate Freeway near Todd Road. Not sure where that is, but Vince, it's electric. So presumably, I'm looking at the video, there's no gasoline to be burning in this fire. And it's pretty severe fire, Vince, so it looks like an electric battery fire. And as far as I know, cement doesn't burn. So you could probably use it to put out a fire, but it doesn't burn. So pretty scary, Vince. It was on the freeway when it happened and caught fire. And I hope everybody's safe. It looks like
maybe it's going uphill.
Get out. Could be. And Vince, we've said before. Well, I was just going to say real quick, we've said this before, but if you're driving and you see an EV, and I guess you can't tell if a truck's an EV, but if you see an EV car on the side of the road that looks like it might have been in an accident and it looks okay, stop anyway, because the drivers could be trapped, and it takes 5 or 10 minutes for that fire to engulf the vehicle. And as you know, a mother and daughter near where I live were burnt to death because nobody stopped and got them out of the car after they had hit a tree. So don't feel bad about doing it if everybody's okay, but if they're not, you've saved somebody's life.
And what we don't know, Bert, is with these electric vehicles with electric motors for the electric windows and the electric door locks and all the electronics, we don't know if the computer gets confused in an accident, whether the doors stay locked. And, you know, a number of vehicles have automatic door locks at a specific mile per hour. Now, from a stop, like 15 miles an hour, the door is automatically locked on some vehicles. So if that's the case and they're in an electric vehicle and there's a problem with it, we don't know if you can open the door. So, class, here's what I do. I carry a hammer with me, right next to me. Now, not just any kind of a hammer with a straight claw. So there's two kinds of hammers that you can use, you know, for household use and framing use. One has a really curved claw for pulling out nails, and one has a straight claw for pulling out nails. And they operate differently. The curved claw, it gives you more leverage sometimes. The straight claw is more pointed so that you could use it as a device to break glass. So if you try to hit a windshield with the hammer face of a hammer, you're probably not going to break the windshield. You might crack it, but you're probably not going to break it. If you hit the glass, a side window in the lower corner, either corner, of the bottom of the glass with the tip of the claw hammer, you're going to shatter and break the glass. So that's what you do. And we had a situation where a guy crashed into a concrete piling in the middle of the road where a traffic light was mounted on a piling in Springfield, Missouri. And just it was foggy. He just drove right into it and crashed. And the doors were crushed to the point where the doors couldn't open. So we had to break through the windows to get this guy out. And, you know, the airbag deployed. The cabin was on fire. The plastic dash was burning and dripping down, molten plastic. It was a really bad situation. But a whole bunch of us were involved, and we got the guy out. But it takes something like a claw hammer with a sharp point, and using point, to strike the window really hard, and it will shatter. But that's what you've got to do. So you might want to keep a hammer right next to you in your car, like at the left side of the driver's seat. You might want to do that. You never know what you need a hammer for, right? Especially the claw end.
Yeah.
Anyway, Harbor Freight sells them. They're not the best hammers, but Harbor Freight will sell a tool that you may never use if you carry it around in your car. And for maybe $5, you can get one when it's on sale. I suggest you consider that. They have a fiberglass handle. They're epoxied in place. It's a good value, and it may save someone's life, including your own. Because how would you get out of your car if the engine or motors were on fire or the battery's on fire if you couldn't open
it? I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
U.S. USA News Update. The Fox News debate between Democratic California Governor Gavin Newsom and Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis last night had several tense moments on policies regarding abortion, crime, taxes, and COVID-19. Israeli fighter jets struck several targets in the Gaza Strip just minutes after a week-long truce expired this morning, resuming the war with Hamas. The renewed hostilities coming as Israel and Hamas have traded blame for the collapse of that ceasefire. New York Republican Representative George Santos may have his political career come to an end today as a supermajority of his colleagues prepare to vote on his eviction from the House, making Santos only the third person to be booted from Congress since the Civil War. Corey Myers, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to the season, for 2 seconds, during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kurt, what's next?
Well, Vince, I just want to say that I think they're going to work the bugs out of EVs at some point because, you know, gas cars at one point were dangerous and they had accidents. And, you know, people died, and they figured out how to put the gas tanks in a safer way. And, Vince, there's a remarkable film that was made in 1906, just weeks before the San Francisco earthquake. Somebody put a movie camera on a horseless buggy, so an early car in 1906, and yes, we had cars, but most, Vince, what I found remarkable, besides the fact that it's a document of what San Francisco looked like before the virtually the whole city burnt down, was there were no lanes, Vince. There was no drive on the right and marked lanes and parking spots. I mean, you'd park on the side, but it was free for all. People drove their buggies wherever you could find an opening, and they had trolley cars. I'm looking at it. They actually had trolley cars, so they followed the it was a type of trolley that followed the rail, and there's rails in the ground, so they had to go, you know, a certain way. But other than that, it was a free for all. And, they worked that out. They figured out how to keep cars from, I guess, driving into horses. So I think they will work out the EV safety, and I think they will work out autonomous driving. But right now, both of them, we're sort of in the trial era now, and I guess you could say we're the guinea pigs as they roll out the technology. And as we've discussed, they're probably rolling it out a little too fast for safety, Vince. So I just want to, but there's a film, and you can look it up, 1906. It was taken just weeks before the earthquake, and this guy went around for an hour driving all over San Francisco filming it. It's a remarkable video. No lanes, Vince. Just everybody going in and out wherever they could.
But none of those vehicles, nor horseshoes, nor horses, nor saddles, nor buggies pulled by the horses, or the horseless carriages, which is what ultimately became automobiles, none of those used slave labor to mine ore to make batteries, right?
Yeah. They were made.
And all of it was recyclable. The saddle, that would decompose, right?
The
leather
horse.
Saddle, the horse, the people, the iron in the horseless carriage engine, the wood that was used to make the horseless carriages originally, and then the iron for the frames, all recyclable, all reusable. Whereas virtually nothing in a Tesla or an electric car battery is reusable.
Yeah, that's what I really don't get, is a lot of people who are promoting the EVs and, being an engineer, I get it. The electric motors are very efficient. But I don't understand how the proponents don't look at the front end of the whole production and the back end, how you mine all these materials. Most of them we can't mine in the United States. They come from China or South America or Africa. And then the recycling. I mean, it seems to me, if you care about the environment, those are just as important, if not more, than the efficiency of the vehicle. And for whatever reason, those people are just ignoring that when they look at it. Now, some states have backed off on their EV mandates. I think Connecticut just backed off, and I think they're all going to have to back off because it's just not doable. I mean, if nothing else, forget about all the other arguments. We just don't have the infrastructure in place to charge all those cars. If you remember, a little while ago, we had a heat wave in California, and the governor told people to stop charging their cars because the grid couldn't handle it. So here you have everybody moving toward EVs, and then you're told when the weather's hot, don't charge it. So
not only when the weather's hot, don't charge your EV. When the weather's cold, don't charge your EV. And if you're driving when it's really, really cold out, don't turn the heat on because that depletes the battery even further and you may get stranded. But Bert, even when the weather's fine, there are times when you should not charge your EV. As a matter of fact, I believe you are in receipt of a letter from Ford Motor Company for your hybrid automobile, which is gas and electric, and they told you, don't y'all be charging your cars, right?
Yeah. Well, they have a problem in one of the modules that they haven't solved yet.
Well, how long has it been, Bert? How long has it been? I'm sure they're working on it day and night, right?
It's been a number of months. It's been about 4 months since.
So you have an EV that they told you, a hybrid, that you probably... Well, let me ask you this, Bert. So you have this hybrid. Now, before you got this letter that said, don't y'all be charging your Ford hybrid, did you used to put gas in it and drive it around as a gas vehicle, or did you drive it around as an electric vehicle?
Electric, Vince, because I have a short commute. And if you recall, you were the one that told me to go get some gas. I hadn't bought gas in a year. And he said, put some good gas in it to blend in, because you don't want to have the year-old gas running through your engine.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I remember that. Actually, I do remember that, of course.
I got a half tank. He said, go fill it up with fresh gas, and you don't want to burn in that year-old gasoline.
And use it before it becomes stale and ruins your gasoline part of your car. So, Bert, you have this vehicle. I know this is being redundant, but you have this gas-electric vehicle. You used it on the electric side, and then they told you don't use it on the electric side. So you can only use half of your car, right?
Well, if you think of it that way, it's the
Well, if I wrote a check for it, if I were buying it, and I'd say, well, I want to write you two checks, for this new Ford. So how much is the electric part of the car? And how much is the gas part?
Yeah. I think it varies from different people, Vince. But,
what I'm saying, you got half a car. You got half a car, but you paid for a whole car.
Yeah.
And the half that you're left with is not the half that you really wanted, because you used to drive it on the electric side almost all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, Bert, I don't know anybody who has used just a half a tank of fuel in their car in a year or a half a year. I don't know anybody. I used more than that in our lawnmower.
Yeah. So, well, I was just, because I had short commutes and I do have another vehicle, so
I'm not faulting you at all for the way you use your vehicle. What I am faulting is Ford for selling something that is not usable as it was sold.
Yeah. Well, Ford's got a lot of problems.
It sounds to me like Ford perpetrated fraud on their customers. Oh, by the way, are they still making that, Bert?
No, here's what a lot of people don't know. Ford stopped making all cars except for the Mustang is the only car that Ford still makes. They don't make any compacts, subcompacts, midsize, or full-size. They don't make or sell in the United States any, let's say, regular cars. All they sell is pretty much trucks and SUVs and the Mustang, Vince, which is a pretty good car. And they have two versions of the Mustang, the regular Mustang, and then they have what they call the Mach-E, which is designed a little different, and it's all electric. The regular Mustang, you can get it's gas, and they might have a hybrid. I'm not sure. Vince, I know we don't have a lot of time here. I want to say that I just checked the electric power grid community dashboard from Space Weather Prediction Center, and Vince, we got a red bar just came out. So there's been a sunspot occurrence. I don't have any more information other than a blip on the graph for the past several hours. So I don't know if you've noticed anything at your end, but I'm looking at the graphs, and something from the sun is hitting us right now that could affect the power grid.
Well, they sprayed for the last couple of days, and it's the sky is occluded, so maybe that's why they sprayed. Maybe they knew, and maybe they scrambled those jets to spray the sky to protect us, at least in their way of thinking, by putting metal, in like aluminum, in the sky. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, it's a blip for now. The time here goes by universal time, so that's London time. But there's a big blip for December 1st, which is today, and it's so right now in one of the bars in the red zone, where it's been very, very low for the past several days, actually several weeks. So something might be going on there.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got meters, and I will check during the break that's coming up, and I'll let you know if it looks anomalous.
Yeah.
I'll let you know as soon as, as soon as we come back from the break that we're about to take. Bert, what's next on your list for today?
Well, Vince, this topic's kind of a million miles off from what we've been talking about, but the Earth just received a laser beam from 10 million miles away, NASA has just said. And we don't know, you know, what this laser beam is and who sent it. Was it a natural occurring? Was it, you know, just something that happens naturally? Or was it somebody sending us a signal? But this beam has just struck Earth. And, well, it's came from 10 million miles away. And
Bert, when you say 10 million miles, the moon is roughly 240,000 miles from Earth, you know, 250,000 miles from Earth. Do you mean light years or do you mean miles?
Million miles, 16 million kilometers. And actually, reading further, they do know where it came from, Vince. So they are saying that this laser beam, actually, that they received 40 times further than the moon, that it, so let me correct this and say that this laser beam has come from a spaceship called NASA's Psyche spacecraft, and it's 10 million miles away, and the laser beam that we received was from the spaceship. So, totally.
I remember airline pilots getting really antsy when people would point their laser pointers, you know, like that you would use at a blackboard. The teacher might use a laser pointer at a blackboard to say, "Okay, look over here at this part of the blackboard, and look over here," and people would point them at commercial airliners, and then the FAA would show up. And they knew exactly where the laser pointer came from. They were afraid that those little handheld laser pointers would blind the pilots. So what is NASA doing sending a laser beam to Earth without warning people that they could be blinded by this thing that they don't even know is coming?
Well, a high power beam.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Bert, I just checked our meters, and normally around this time of the morning, we would be generating somewhere around 4,000 watts of electricity from our solar panels. And we're generating 740 watts. So roughly a fifth of what we normally would be generating. And as I mentioned previously today, that the sky is occluded because they've been spraying. So it's real hazy. And the haze is what's attenuating the solar rays that I can think of.
Correct. Because you're still way more sensitive to the regular sunlight, and we still haven't established what's the correlation. Why, when there is a solar eruption, you seem to have output going high. But Vince, you mentioned lasers, and NASA, you know, recklessly, I think is what you're implying, sending a laser beam at the Earth. We're using lasers right now in Israel to destroy rockets that are incoming. So that's actually part of the Iron Dome system. And it was experimental, but they rolled it out this year, and it's in use now, and they're actually able to use the lasers to burn holes in the rockets, and seems to be, even though they're saying it's somewhat experimental, it seems to be effective and seems to be working. So as you know, for class, the laser is basically coherent light. So instead of where normal light disperses into a field and, you know, opens up as it travels, laser is coherent light. So other than the attenuation from dust and, you know, other stuff in the atmosphere and in the air, other than that, it stays coherent and together in the beam. So it can be effective to go both long distances and penetrate things. Now, it does require a lot of power to generate a laser beam. So this is coming from a spacecraft, I'm guessing, and I haven't seen the design, that they have a lot of solar panels and probably store the charge up in the battery and then release it in bursts so they can get a high energy content. But kind of fascinating that they're able to beam the laser that far away. But, man, I wouldn't want it to come in to, you know, hit my house, so.
Bert, I saw a one-watt laser. A person had it and was demonstrating the, you know, the capabilities of this 1 watt. I mean, like the power of a cell phone, right? And pointed it at some plastic, and it burned a hole through that plastic, a precision hole, like it was drilled, but it burned a hole faster than you could drill a hole, you know, with a drill. And it's pretty frightening. So I can understand why airline pilots are concerned about this. And I think any teacher that allows a laser pointer in the classroom is reckless and careless and ignorant of the facts. You can be blinded by it, you know, and before you even notice what happened, you can be blinded by a laser. And so it's clear to me why the military is using lasers as a way of destroying rockets inbound, because a rocket actually has to travel at a speed that is less than the speed of light, whereas a laser travels at the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles per second. That's why they're using lasers.
Yeah, so the key technology there isn't so much laser, it's the tracking mechanism in order to track that rocket, and that's, man, that's like a needle in a haystack to get it pointed right, but I guess they're able to do it, so it's kind of fascinating. I've seen some of the pictures of the, I mean, it's, I mean, I hate to say such a tragic war, but it, you know, the lights are really striking that you see over the sky. And, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that people are dying, it would be, you know, a fascinating light show.
But anything in its path would be destroyed.
Yeah.
Anything, any life in its path. And, you know, Bert, I think that the next thing we're going to learn is that the military has used or is going to use lasers in battle. And, you know, if they can take out a rocket that's traveling, you know, supersonic speeds, multiple X speed of sound, which is about 1,100 feet per second, they can use a laser to take out a train. So if there's a train carrying, let's say, fuel, that's the next thing. So just poke a hole in that that tanker car on the railroad.
Yeah,
that's the next thing. You can I'm not advocating any of this, of course, but you can extrapolate out that this is what's going to play out. This is really dangerous stuff. This got to stop. We've got some really dangerous people with serious buttons that they can put their finger on. And it keeps me up at night, and it ought to keep a lot of people up at night. So it's really important who is running the show. I'm talking about Joe bragging about how he has the capability with his nuclear football to blow up the planet. Your president, class, said something like that just a couple days ago.
Yeah, right. I don't know why you shouldn't joke about stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely right. It's really scary times, class. Really scary. And the more you know, the more you should be frightened. But I'll see you next week. Same time, same station.
Yep.
Thank you, class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next?
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.